Hi, that is today's date is the 12th of April, 1970, and I've been trying to make a tape for you for days, and it just hasn't been the time, but you know how it goes. Lots of exciting things have happened since I last spoke with you. Before I forget, I received your letter with the stock check, which was very nice. It went up 5 cents a share, I think. I must get that cashed. Also, Duchess, I received my new checkbook from the bank. I had asked them for a new supply of checks, and it came through. They're a new kind of check, but that's all right. And in fact, I got 2 books, so that should last me for quite a while. But I was down to 1 or 2 more checks, I think, so I was glad it came. I have been trying to send my brother a birthday card. On the 15th of April is my brother's birthday, and I have been 3 days writing a little note, just a few lines, Duchess. I just should have signed the card and sent it, but I thought, well, I should write a few lines. But so many things have been going on. It just is fantastic. I don't know where to begin, but last Wednesday and Thursday, the 8th and the 9th of April, we had our 2-day seminar, and we called in all club directors from Vietnam to attend this seminar. And as I had mentioned to you before on previous tapes, this entailed a great deal of preparation. The last month I have been working on this conference because we had General Milgen, who is a 3-star general, give the opening keynote address, and we had top people in many fields speaking on different panels. We had a panel on civilian personnel, we had a panel on funding, this would be all the operating funds that we use, and then we had a panel on the changing role of the service club in Vietnam. We had chief psychiatrist of UCV, Colonel Murray, and we had the sergeant major of the UCV command, and all these interesting people. And then we had another panel on supply. This was my panel, and we had several extra people in addition to the panel people. And we had a panel on publicity, public relations, and this was supposed to be a panel by Carol Murphy. She was the only outside of you know, Betty and Jane and myself and Beth, who was to work on this panel, and she didn't do it at all, so I had to contact these people, and it was real involved. And then I put out agendas, and then we had different guest speakers come in. It was very involved, very formal. We had it in the UCV headquarters auditorium the first day, and the second day we had it at Paysetter Service Club here on post. And then the night of the 8th, Duchess, we had this huge party. We, the staff people, Betty, Jane, Beth, and myself, gave this party for the club directors and also for all the special services officers who they work with, and the commanders of the units they work in. And this means people were invited from Quang Tri to Sauk Trang. And of course, all the key people here at UCV and around post, and then friends and whatnot. Well, we sent out 200 invitations. And I would take a guess and say 160 or so came, which was quite a lot. We didn't have to buy or pay for the food because we scrounged it. But we had a $300 liquor bill. I think this is fantastic. I have never seen the bill yet, but we're going to have to split this like 4 ways. Dear cussy. Which, you know, is a little expensive. It'll be $70, $80, whatever, per person. We have a few other bills, too. Got to get flowers and invitations. And anyway, the party was, without a doubt, the most successful social event, I'm sure, of the year. We had four generals there and about 30 full colonels. Oh, it was an excellent party. Really, it was plenty to eat, and God knows it was plenty to drink. And a few people way out in the field could not attend, and we knew this would happen, but on the whole, I think the larger percentage of, in fact, many people called and asked to be invited. They wanted to know if they could come, and because we had, let's see, we had 22 club directors plus the four of us, plus several librarians and craft females. So we had about 35 females all total. And you just don't find 35 round eyes anywhere. Excuse me. I mean, there are a lot of women here at Longbin Post, but not... a lot of them are older women. A lot of them are people who have been in government business for a long time. They're not quite like our young girls. Anyway, it was a fabulous party, and I had a marvelous time. After the party, we all came back to Bill's room. I told you about my two IG friends. They're so funny, Duchess. You have to understand this. We have four IGs. They're all four colonels, all of them. And Bill Hawk, who is the man I have been seeing a great deal of, he takes up 99% of any free time I might have. The only reason I'm able to make you this tape right now, he has gone to play a baseball game. They have to play, oh, a couple times a week. He's on the general's command staff, and they all play baseball, softball. And if he didn't have to play baseball, I wouldn't get a chance to make this tape to you. It's just that simple. But the IGs, Bill is the USAVI top IG, in charge of all IGs in the United States Army here in Vietnam. And he's called the IG, IG for IG. Then Bill Van Anten is his deputy, so he's the DIG. He's the deputy, so they call him the DIG, D-I-G. And then we have two other colonels. One is the CID, he's Criminal Investigation Department. They call him the SIG, SID. And the other one is SIC, which is Security Investigation Claims or something, I don't know. Anyway, he's the SIC. And they're real good friends. I have breakfast with them every morning. Betty and I and Jane, we all eat together. And they have named me the FIG, the F-I-G, which is the female I-G. So we have the IG, the DIG, the SIG, the IG, the DIG, the SID, the SIC, and me, the FIG. So today, me, the FIG, the IG, and the DIG spent the whole afternoon out in the sun. See, the two bills, the IG and the deputy IG, are my neighbors, as I've told you before, and I spend all my free time always knocking on the door saying, come on, it's time for a drink, you know, or they go out to dinner or they go somewhere. When they come home, or both of them come over and knock on the door and say, we're back, everything's okay, yeah, right. So this morning, Bill made breakfast. He did a beautiful job. He had champagne breakfast. He had hash, and he did his little cooking. And he made poached eggs and hash, and we had a whole bottle of champagne. And then Van Anten came in for coffee. He joined us for coffee. This was this morning. And then for a couple of hours, we sunbathed out here, just right out in front of our door. And I managed to get a case of San Miguel beer. San Miguel beer comes from Manila, and Charmaine got it for me, really, because Bill likes it. So they drank the beer, and then we all had a gin and tonic, and we threw ice cubes at one another. I'm sitting out in my bikini, Duchess. I have a beautiful tan. I really do. I have a very nice tan, and I can't take more than about an hour and a half. Then I have to get in the shade. So that was all afternoon, and then just a little while ago, just before they went to play baseball, Bill put some black tile on his wall. He's got it behind his, like the headboard. You know, he doesn't have a headboard, but he pasted it right to the wall, and I helped him with that, and got black tar all over me, the glue. Anyway, so they left, and I just took another shower. And I just thought I'd sit down and make this tape to you, because they'll be back in a half hour, and then we're going to have an outside barbecue. They went to a dinner the other night, and they had spare ribs. In fact, Bill brought them home that night. They both brought spare ribs home, and they knocked on the door, and they said, "Are you hungry?" And it was about 9 o'clock, and I said, "Yes, I'm starved." So it was still warm, so I had spare ribs and pork, I think, or some kind of ham. Anyway, so we still have some spare ribs left, so they're going to charcoal them out on the grill tonight. So when they get back, we have a barbecue. And this is the way it goes, you know. It really is. It's very nice, though, Duchess. But I don't have any time. I don't even have time. I got a couple of pieces of mail on my property. The bank just notified me that they would be handling the accounts, you know, to make the payments to and all. I don't have time to read the paper. Because almost every night, either I go over to Bill's place and I watch TV, or I go to Van Atten's door. You know, the three of us go together, kind of like. Or we listen to music, because they have a lot of tapes and everything. And on Saturday and Sunday, we try to do a little sunbathing. See, they don't have to work. Bill Hawk, he is the top man. If he doesn't want to go to work on Sunday, he doesn't go. So the last few Sundays, he doesn't go to work at all. But Van Atten, he's only the deputy, so he has to go in for a few hours on Sunday. Sunday morning he goes to work just a couple hours. Then they work the rest of the week, you know, 6 days a week. But they take like 2 or 3 hours lunch every day, and every day they sit out in the sun, and they're very brown, the both of them. They really are. I'm white compared to them, and I'm pretty brown. Anyway, it makes for a very nice home life, you know. I mean, Betty is always wanting to come over here. She's great for calling me up and saying, "I think I'd like to come over for a drink." Well, that's fine, Duchess, and I don't really mind. But I know that she just wants to see, be in on the act, you know, just wants to see what's happening. And they're always teasing me about the IGs, you know, because two of them live right here in the same hooch that I do. Anyway, it's very nice for me, and I'm very flattered, and they're very good to me. And And then yesterday, Duchess, oh, dear God, yesterday, we had a new girl come in country. Her name is Astrid Monagol, A-S-T-R-I-D, Astrid. I think it's Swedish. And her middle name is Star, Astrid Star Monagol. Anyway, she's very, very nice. But she landed down at Tonsonute, and Beth was supposed to go pick her up. That's what we had decided on Friday. But then, yesterday morning, when I got to work, it was the first time I really had a chance to think about my trip. You know, I go Saturday, I go to Taipei, and I didn't have a visa to Taipei. Plus that, I didn't have my visa for Vietnam had run out. See, it was only good for a year, and I'm over here a little over a year. So, actually, I was in the country illegally. So Jane said, "Ann, you better go and get it straightened out today," she said. "And if you do that, then you can pick up the new girl." And I was a little mad because I had told Bill I'd spend the afternoon. He was doing some touch-up painting in his room. Anyway, it was no big thing, but I went. So I went down, and I was very, very fortunate. Usually you have to wait 2-3 weeks to get a visa. But I gave him a long song and dance and told him I couldn't get back. And I told him I was leaving Monday. And so anyway, I got both visas, and it only took me a couple of hours. Then I went out and picked up the new girl at the airport. This was about 3:30. She came in and got her through customs and got her money converted and all this. And then Charmaine was down there, too. She'd come down with Hank Passy. That's the fellow she goes with. Anyway, as we were all getting in the van, you know, getting ready to come back, as fate would have it, Duchess, and I, you know, it's just like you see in the movies, I looked up, and who was walking towards me but Robbie? Can you imagine? I knew he was going home, and I spoke with him about 2 months ago. I just called to see if he was all right, because every once in a while I hear of action in the area where I knew where he was. And I looked up, and there was Robbie in his khakis. And he told me at that time he would be going home on the 11th of April. And I saw it. I had jotted it down on my calendar, but I just had forgotten about it in the course of the day. And I looked at him, you know, and I couldn't even speak, Duchess. I couldn't speak. And I looked at him, and I said, Robbie. And he said, Anne. He said, and he just stood there, you know, and I held his hand. And 20 seconds later, he was gone. And, you know, I said, there's so much to say. And he says, there's no time, Anne. He said, I must go. And I couldn't say a word. And I don't think he could either. And I thought that was kind of ironical because in over a year, I have not seen him once. And then to be there when I wasn't supposed to be there to begin with, you know, and then to be there the same time he was, and he was catching a flight out, and he came dashing across the parking lot. And it was so short, Duchess, I don't think the whole thing was 20 seconds. And of course, I didn't say anything to anybody there. I just walked towards him, so the rest of the people didn't quite know what was going on. They just thought I met somebody I knew. But I thought that was something. It's a small world. You never know what's going to happen. Well, and this side is almost running out. That's what's going to happen. So I'll turn over.